Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio. And I want to talk about overwhelm today because I know it's something that happens. We're going, and then all of a sudden we're like, holy shit, I'm so overwhelmed. So I want to give you some suggestions for how to roll that back and find your center and get back on track really easily. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you're ready to take your life to the next level, I want to encourage you to consider to celebrate 9 years, specifically 9 years of this program. July was 9 years of me doing this show. I have created a pay what you wish, meaning you pick your price, audio course called Manifest Now, and it's all of the latest and greatest information I have on manifesting and how to really start to create the life you want. It's awesome. Again, that's a pay what you wish. It's my thank you gift for being a part of the community. And okay, what else do I have? I have, yes, a new program I've created, very much connected to Overwhelmed, is accountability coaching. And I've found that most people who've been practicing a while know a lot, right? You've been studying, you have taken a course, you have invested in coaching, and it comes down to just being fucking consistent. And many people struggle with that. And I get it. Like, for years, I struggled with doing what I said I was going to do. And in some areas of my life, I still do. But usually I don't want to do it, and I don't want to say I don't want to do it. So that's why I struggle. But the things I deeply want to do, whether it's write a book, run a business, be centered in my truth, chase the dream. Oh, I show up for that every single day without fail. And so I've created a coaching program to help people stick with what they want to do. And here's the thing. I had to learn how to, even as I love these things, I had to learn how to stick with it consistently. So I have a little formula that I have developed that seems to work with most people to help you stick with what you say you're going to do. And so that is my accountability coaching. So consider that. It's a subscription. So say you just want to get started on something. Say you want to just finish something. Say you just want something to get you through a plateau. You can sign up for a month and work with me. You'll get a session once a week for, you know, within your billing cycle. And I will help you figure out what needs to get done for that week in that session, and you do it. And what's so beautiful is you get little reminders from me, whether it be text message or email, directly from me, written directly to you. These aren't stock messages that directly support your unique needs. A part of that session is I'll be tuning in and identifying maybe where there might be some struggle or some insecurity or some blocks. And then I will support you in these little messages meant to just uplift you and motivate you to accomplish whatever goal you have in mind. So consider my accountability coaching. It's up on the website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And so, you know, it's a really affordable alternative to my larger packages. And it's very, and it's only for, now, before you sign up for this, it is only for people who have a specific goal, who are really in the mindset of accomplishing that goal. It's not for maybe, Amy, I'm kind of not sure. I know there's something that needs to change. It's not for you. I would recommend my do a session with me or do a, you know, the larger coaching package. This is for people who know what they know. They just don't want to do it for whatever reason. And don't want, I mean that in the sense that you've never learned how to really stay consistent to you. This package is for, the accountability package is for people who have big ideas and they maybe have not learned how to put themselves first. Maybe they've not learned how to work independently. I'm a queen of working independently. I've always loved it and I'm great at it. But not everybody is. And so if you struggle with, say, you have your family and, you maybe you have children, maybe you have parents, older parents, your parents, the older generation, in your home or nearby, and you've got siblings and everybody's calling you in a different direction, and it's very difficult to focus. Well, I will teach you how to focus. And it's not going to take a lot of time and you're not going to miss out on things. You'll just work your goal step by step, and every day you will feel better and better and better and more confident about yourself. So consider my accountability coaching. Okay, I'm going to sip a coffee here. I want to say it's early morning, but it's not that early for me. It feels early, though. All right, let's talk overwhelm. Another little sip of coffee. All right. So you're exhausted. Being pulled, like I said, in many different directions. You are just at a loss. Like, it just feels like a big wave just swallowed you up and you're like, what the hell? So in those moments of overwhelm, the best thing that you can do is step completely out of it. And using the analogy of being swallowed up by a wave, you can always walk back to shore. And I would encourage you to walk back to shore. And, if you have someone in your life that you can call and that's not going to offer you advice, that's not going to tell you that you're wrong, call them and just fucking rant. And if you don't have that, turn your audio recorder on your phone, voice recorder, or put it on your laptop and just start blasting out all the words inside of you. And this doesn't need to take a lot of time, a couple minutes. Just get it all out. And then the next step I would say is chill out. Like, whatever it is for you that helps you chill out, like truly chill out, like do a quality chill out, not just, a peanut butter sandwich on the sofa and watching bad TV. I mean, if you're into that, but like that's a bad chill out for me, right? A quality chill out would be, I would go to lunch somewhere and, flip through a magazine and center myself. Right? It's a quality chill out, whatever that is for you. And it doesn't have to be necessarily like self-care. If that works for you, that's awesome. If you're, I'm going to go exercise. I'm not. Genuinely, when I'm in overwhelm, I'm not thinking about self-care. I'm thinking about just getting myself back to baseline. And so get yourself back there. You might even need a nap, and then you're going to come back to all the stuff that you're overwhelmed by. But this time, I promise you, if you do fully lean into the chill out, you get it all out and then you chill out, you're going to see it from a different perspective. You're going to embody a different energy. And then the first step after that, and this is crucial, and I pray you'll hear me because this is where your point of power will be. I pray you'll hear me because this is what your point of power is going to be. I repeated that purposefully. The next step will be make a decision. Doesn't matter what it is. You must enact the power of making a decision. Either you're going to go with it or you're not. You're either going to show up or you're not. You're either going to restate the boundary lines or you're not. You're going to, those are all decisions. usually when we are overwhelmed, it's because we are not making any type of decision. We're letting ourselves kind of be bumped around from situation to situation, right? And so make a decision. Say, this is my lane. I'm going to stay in this lane. I just came out of was it overwhelmed? Yeah, it was a bit of overwhelm. I'll be honest. I went through a period recently, very, very recently, feeling overwhelmed. I got it out. I chilled out and found my center. For me, in this particular situation, my chill out was a nap because I was going in a lot of different directions. And I just needed some sleep. So I took a nap and I woke up and I made a decision. Okay, this is what I can do. This is what I'm going to say no to. This is what I can offer. And I stuck with that. And you might feel at first, as you're making these decisions, you might have to channel a little anger, the energy of anger. And in no way meant to be disrespectful to anyone in any way, shape, or form. But being overwhelmed is usually some type of, you know, I think it's rooted in you know, despair, right? And feeling powerlessness. That's really what it is, powerlessness. And that is at the bottom of the emotional scale. You know, if you are familiar with Abraham Hicks' emotional scale, that's one of the lowest. I think I looked it up recently. I think powerlessness, despair, depression is at the bottom. I think overwhelm is channeled from that. They may actually have one. Let's look it up. Emotional chart. Okay. If you're going to Google it, it's Abraham Hicks' emotional chart. And, you know, this is their teachers, and they created this. So don't feel like you have to follow it to the T. They have, and that's what I thought as I said that. I'm like, I think they have overwhelm in the middle of the scale. I think, me personally, feeling the emotion of overwhelm, I think overwhelm is much lower. Because they're saying overwhelm and then below that. So this scale, this emotional scale, you've probably heard me talk about it, emotional guidance scale, it's the closer you are to joy, appreciation, empowerment, freedom, love, which is at the top, the faster or the more fluid, I should say. But there is some haste when you are in those places, your manifestation. It makes it easier, I guess. Then when you're at the bottom, the very bottom, there's 22 lines on this, which is fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. It makes it harder to manifest your ideal outcome from those energy places. And then in the center, they did have overwhelm. Right at the center, number 11, overwhelm it. I actually would put overwhelm it a little lower. I would put it a little lower, in my opinion, you know. And then you might need to channel some anger, which they put overwhelmment, anger well below overwhelmment on their chart. Since I think overwhelmment's closer to the bottom, anger is a higher emotion, you know, a more powerful emotion. It's an emotion that helps you get going. So I'm all for you using anger to get going. And what does this look like? So you're feeling overwhelmed. A friend has asked you to help them move. You have a project due at work. You're working on your side hustle. And now all of a sudden you're on deadline with that. Maybe you have a vendor you're working with and they said, hey, we can get you this price, but you have to pay in this time. You maybe you're dealing with a partner who I was dealing with so many demanding people. That was one thing I realized, is that there were so many demands on my energy. But when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's because you're not making a decision, right? Once you make a decision, people stop demanding things of you. It's an energy, right? When people start demanding, they think they can, right? And it's very subconscious, you know. I was listening to the debates and last night, and Marianne Williamson said that she was talking about our current president, but she was like, that energy preys on the weak. They prey on those most in need, and I think it is the darkness of humanity, right? When you are not standing in your power, when you are feeling powerlessness, it's because you're not making a decision, taking back your power to make a decision. And then, of course, people are going to start to demand things of you. And so the way you take that power back is you make a decision. And you might need to use a little anger, you know, not always. And I really didn't direct it towards anybody. I just was like, holy shit, if I don't get crystal clear about my intentions, then I'm not going to get to where I want to be. And that always comes back to that. So when you're chilling out, if you're feeling overwhelmed and you take your chill out time, remind yourself in that space that it does always come back to you, and you are ultimately responsible for you, because all these people making demands on you, they're going to go about their business, right? They're making demands because energetically they are sensing that they can, both positively and negatively. And if you don't claim the space, claim the experience that is your life, then you will always be subject to these type of energy vampires. And you know, honestly, mine, as I look around, like, nobody met me ill will. They just were tuning in to the fact that I had made some decisions in my life, so it created an opening for them to make demands on my time and energy. And so you have to reclaim who you are. You have to reclaim who you are. And the best way to do that is to make some decisions. You might say, you know what, friend, you want me to go and do that thing with you? No, I can't help you move. Or you might say, yes, that friend is amazing. She's always shown up for me. I'm putting my side hustle gig on the side, you know, the project at work. I know I'm going to make sure I get that done within my workday. I'm not taking work home, so I can give my full attention to helping my friend. No answer is right nor wrong, but you must make a decision. And do not, under any circumstance, try to do all of it. You can't just kind of stay in that limbo, wonky, undefined space and expect to create a dramatic transformation to feel better, really. To get up the scale. You must make a decision in those moments to choose you. And then from there, all you have to do is just focus on whatever it is that you want to give your attention to. And don't give any thought to anybody else or anything else. But you can't reach this place of clarity if you are, until you vent, right? You have to have that vent at the beginning where you're just like, why the fuck? So-and-so's doing this and this is happening and I just don't understand it. Why me? And no one understands me. You have to have that vent. Even if it's, you know, a 10-minute vent, I promise you, you'll feel better on the other side. Make sure it's someone that gets that you have an agreement with them, an energetic contract where you can vent, or just vent to yourself and get it all out. Talk to your angels, turn on the recorder, they can hear you through the frequency, and talk to them and get it all out. And then from that place, take your chill out, nap, you know, quality chill out. Go out for a nice lunch, get a pedicure, get a massage, and then come back and say, this is where I want to focus my energy, and make that decision and do that. And everything will shift from there. It is so powerful to make a decision. And I will tell you, when I am in the spaces of feeling overwhelmment, powerlessness, disappointment, all the low vibe energies, that is when it's usually triggered because I stopped making decisions. I was giving it over to the universe, as we like to say. No, that's not giving it over to the universe. Before you can give anything over to the universe, you have to decide. You have to declare what you want, what direction you want to go in. Then you give that over to the universe. Just kind of letting your body be bounced from side to side, letting your energy be bounced to side to side, letting your focus be bounced around. That's not giving it over to the universe. You're misusing the spiritual concept there. And I'm not saying that you are doing that, but I know I've had conversations with people when they are feeling powerlessness, instead of reclaiming their power and finding their way to empowerment, their excuse is, well, Amy, I'm just giving it over to the universe, or I'm just giving it over to God. No. That's the final step in the journey, right? Surrender is the final step. You do all that you can do, and then you give it over to the divine. And then that gets you out of overwhelm. It's that easy. Like, suddenly it all makes sense. You can see clearly. It's so amazing. Once you make a decision, then everything you need will show up. And you know, I will say this. Sometimes it's difficult reestablishing boundary lines with someone. You know, maybe, again, let's go back to, you know, the scenarios I was giving you. Say that vendor and you have gotten really chummy, and you know, you feel like it's almost like a friend, even though, you know, you guys are doing business together, you feel like it's a friendship. And they're like, yeah, I can get you this, but you got to pay this in this time frame, right? And you're like, that's not going to work for me. And you feel this, it's, you know, that heartstring is pulled of like, but, you know, I owe them. I got to do it this way or that, you know. No, you don't, you know, and that's reestablishing the boundary line. So just always be aware of who you are. And say it's a long-time friend. I've been staying with my friend, and we've been friends since high school. And we talk about that a lot, that we've been friends for so long. And I know that she and I are very different in the sense that, we're very different in our approaches to life on some level. And I probably take way too much responsibility, and everything means something. And she's more like, hey, I roll with it. And I love that energy when I need it, right? When I need to be around that energy of enjoy life, have fun, play. I mean, it's so good when I need it, right? And I do think it is a need. And it's one of the things I love the most about being around her. But that can go too far for me. Right? Because I do have I have a constitution. There is a set point that is me. You know, I am a type A driven Aries with really big goals, right? And I came into this life with that. And if I engage too much of that, I can fool myself and it gets hypnotic, and then I realize, like, oh shit, girl, you're still responsible for you. She's playing a whole nother game, and it works for her, and it works beautifully. And when we were younger, because I didn't understand all that I understand now, I definitely resented that. It was like, why can she do it and I can't? And then I realized, no, it's just different constitutions. Hers comes with, you know, I see the, you know, everybody has something, right? You know, like, there are requirements for being ourselves, right? And hers is not just free fallen, right? No, she definitely has responsibilities to play in that world that she plays in. And just like I have my own responsibilities. And now in recent years, like, she's like, yeah, I love that, you know, she can tap into my focus and my drive and get things doneness, right? That energy. And it's an exchange. But if she goes too far into that, it will stress her the fuck out. I saw it. I was like, you know, and like, so we have to be ourselves, but we always have to be clear on the boundary line, right? You know, I have to know if I go too far in that direction, it's not going to be good for me. If she goes too far in my direction, it's not going to be good to her. But when we come together and we share and we engage, it's magical, right? So in establishing the boundary line, you might have to get a little tough, right? She has to get tough with me. I have to get tough with her. I say like, hey, no, I'm not doing that, right? And that's okay. That is okay. So those that love you, if you're reestablishing the boundary line, will stay. Those that don't, that's your indication. If someone is truly trying to manipulate or utilize your resources without giving back, your energetic resources without giving back, they are going to freak the fuck out when you establish a boundary line. And that's how you know, you're not meant to be in my life. That's how you know. And it'll keep you out of overwhelm. So let me check the time on this. Oh, I'm doing so good on time. All right. I want to talk about, I've got a little time here. I got a wonderful message from a listener. Let's see. I want to open my inbox here. Jamie sent me a message. She is a spiritual business owner. I love you. Thank you. She enjoyed the self-employment series. And I'm like so excited. Like when I got this message, I was like, I was in downtown Los Angeles and I was walking to the train and it's at night and I was just, my mind started going. I was like, okay, what, how can I support Jamie and other spiritual business owners like Jamie? And so, if you enjoy the programming, please send me a message because it helps me figure out how I can support you in the best way possible. So what I would say, because Jamie was talking about a lot of little things in her message, and all of the responsibilities that she feels. So this show was a bit for you. I would say this: if you are a spiritual business owner, any type of business owner, woman, particularly my women of color, a few things I would recommend as it relates to overwhelm and having so much on your plate. Start kicking off all the stuff on your plate that you're doing because you feel you have to do it to claim your place in the world, whatever it is. You know, a couple of years back, I had a client who sat on all these boards and she had to kick some of the stuff, get off some of these boards, like kick it off her plate respectfully, because she realized that a lot of that was just because she felt she had to maintain her place in the world, to maintain her position, her status. And once she let go of them, new and amazing things showed up so that she could be more truly authentic. So that is what I would say, is that we are in charge of ourselves. We're in charge of where we place our focus. Our power is always our point of focus. This is key. Write that down. My power is always my point of focus. Whatever I'm giving my attention to will inevitably expand. If I'm giving my attention to something that's not moving me in the direction of my goals, dreams, hopes, and desires, I have to let it go. You know, I do it all the time. I think, you know, I was telling my friend, I'm like, I'm so good at dating now because I don't give a fuck. And with all due respect, and it's not that I don't care about the process. I care deeply. I want to be in a lasting, loving, committed relationship. It's important to me. But in terms of like every little nuance of every little person, no, I know what works for me. And if it doesn't work, then I move on, right? Like that's that. But the old me, the probably grew up in a codependent household me that felt like she had to make everybody feel good, even if it wasn't the right fit for her, or even if it wasn't working for her. Oh, that is so gone, right? I'm killing it. And I mean, every time I log into an app, and I don't even check every day anymore, there's like 5, 6, 7 messages, right? And so, and it wasn't like that. Like when I first started dating post-divorce, it wasn't like that. I might get something once every, you know, couple of days or something, but now it's like stacked up. And I think what it is, because we are all energetic beings, is it's an exchange of energy. So that would be my recommendation. If you are a business owner, start letting go of the stuff that is not going to move you towards your goal of growing your business, and then get really crystal clear about what your business looks like at its height. Like start envisioning that and make that your focus and work in the direction of that. And we can talk more about it. I want to figure out some way to support business owners that is effective. If you have any ideas, drop me a note, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, I'm done. Consider my accountability coaching. Thank you for hanging out with me. Until next time, may you be blessed in all ways. I love you. Take care.